The animal tracks are 3 foot in width, and they are real, not made by an imaginary Bigfoot, but plain to see to everyone that wades into this river. The story of the giant beasts is today's edition of the American Countryside.
This is Andrew McCray, and as you know, I'm often traveling the nation for our American Countryside broadcasts. My family and I recently spent a weekend in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. What is there to do in Cape Girardeau? Take in a Civil War reenactment at Fort Dee.
This is a star-shaped fort. It was challenged in the Civil War.
Or the history behind the picturesque Bollinger Mill.
A beautiful structure. It's very impressive.
And the Burfordville Covered Bridge, a true Missouri treasure.
There's only four. This is the oldest.
Take the kids to the Lazy L Safari Park and feed a giraffe.
We have kangaroos, nutjacks, cavies, awdads, ibex, pygmy goats.
Families love the Nature Center, Discovery Playhouse, and Cape Splash, the new aquatic center. Enjoy the evening listening to one of the free concerts downtown or a Broadway show at the River Campus. Then take in the sunset on the River Bluffs at Trail of Tears State Park. There's plenty to do in
Cape Girardeau.
That's my 2 and 3-year-old. And while Cape Girardeau may be difficult for them to say or spell, it's easy for you to plan your trip. Just go to visitcape.com and have a great experience like we did in Cape Girardeau, Missouri.
You can track a lot of animals just by looking at the ground. But you usually can't track animals that are extinct.
We know they're in the hundreds. We're trying to get a good figure on that by GPS and verification of all the track sites.
Billy Baker oversees Dinosaur Valley State Park in Glen Rose, Texas. It is here in this riverbed that you can see the footprints of dinosaurs who roamed the area centuries ago.
The sauropod tracks are from the Baranosaurus type, or they used to call them Baranosaurus, Apatosaurus, four-legged, plant-eating dinosaurs. We're talking about 40, 50-foot dinosaurs, extremely large, 20 tons.
Many museums display the bones of dinosaurs, but it's more difficult to find a place where you can see the tracks. And contrary to what you might think, the tracks tell us many things that bones cannot.
The track sites here showed that the animals could walk on dry land. The tracks show you their locomotion. We show that there wasn't any tail drags. So the tracks give you a lot of information that the bones actually don't give you.
Unlike the tracks of animals like deer you might see in the woods, you won't have much trouble seeing these tracks.
The sauropod tracks can go 3, 3.5 foot long and with a stride of 10 foot pace. You know that these are extremely large animals, probably about twice the size of a big bull African elephant.
Visitors can wade into the river, or when water levels are low, they may be able to walk right up to the 3-foot-wide prints from the dinosaurs that walk this area. Traveling the countryside in Glen Rose, Texas, I'm Andrew McCray.